Please sit. Before the sermon this morning, I'd like to say a word or two about the first two hymns that we've sung today, written by Timothy Dudley Smith, the great hymn writer who died this week. And there are many, many of his hymns so well known to us, a great blessing in our hymn book. The reason I mention him is because he was my archdeacon when I was a young vicar in Norwich nearly 50 years ago, 65 years ago. And I had just come back from Africa. I was very green behind the ears and not very good at being a vicar. And he got me out of a very difficult scrape with my PCC. So seeing those two hymns this morning reminds me and makes me very grateful for a great man who has just passed on from us to be with his Heavenly Father. Some words from the Collect this morning, the one that I read. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray. Does God answer our prayers? Well, of course, at one level, that question's dead in the water before the sermon begins. Does God answer prayer? No preacher could preach on this topic and say, oh no, God doesn't answer prayer. It would be the last sermon he ever preached. So the answer, of course, does God answer prayer, has to be yes. And the question then is changed, how does God answer our prayers? That's a much more interesting and difficult question. Christians give lots of answers. In the Old Testament, Elijah prayed, God heard his prayer, changed the weather, and it rained. Lots of Christians think that God does work like that. Thousands of sick people flock to Lourdes in France every year, hoping for a miracle cure at the shrine of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where she had appeared in a vision to a young girl. We've all prayed, haven't we? Every one of us, in times of crisis and family need, for something very special. That need has been met, that exam has been passed, that job secured, that baby born healthy, that illness cured, the drought ended as it was for Elijah, and we say thank you to God for answering our prayers. Some people believe that no request is too trivial for a Christian to make to God, and he will grant it if we pray in faith. You're driving in town, there's no parking spaces, just pray and God will give you an empty space. And people do believe that works. But does prayer really work like that? It isn't just the doubters who wonder. What about the countless prayers that just don't seem ever to be answered? The agonized prayer of a young wife for her dying husband that doesn't affect the progress of his terminal illness one jot. The relationship that isn't saved in spite of earnest and prolonged prayer. Our endless, seemingly unanswered prayers. Prayers for peace in Ukraine and in Gaza. We all know about those sort of prayers too, I think. We aren't the first to wonder. Job not only wondered why God didn't seem to hear him, he was honest enough to be very angry with God for what seemed to him to be like total silence and indifference in the face of his prayers. And Job, like Elijah, was a very good man. Prayers that seem to go totally unanswered can deeply challenge our faith. How does God work when he hears our prayers? Well, I'm pretty sure that prayer, all the prayer in the world, does not alter God's mind one jot or tittle. The people of the Old Testament believed that it did. Lot certainly thought so, and entered into a game of bargaining with God as to how many righteous people would have to be found in Sodom to prevent God carrying out his purpose of destroying the city. What if 20 are found? What if 10 are found? What if 5 are found? God relents and changes his mind. But our understanding of the nature of God has changed and developed. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ looks very different from that vengeful God standing outside Sodom. God is love, says St. John. God is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. Human sin can separate us from God, but most Christians, and in fairness, most Jews and Muslims as well, believe that God's purpose for us always and for everybody is totally loving, totally positive. Other things get in the way, our sin, but his purpose is unshakable. Nothing can change God's mind. He wills the very best for every one of his children. Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, non-believers, how could we think otherwise? Prayer does not change God's mind. Perhaps the real change that prayer brings about is not in God or his laws, but in us. It's we who are changed by prayer. Have you ever stood as a teenager, as I once did, outside your home? You've arrived back after an evening out, very, very late, and I've left the key at home. What did I do? Well, I threw a handful of gravel up to my parents' window. I was hoping to avoid waking the whole house, but I wanted most of all to get them to hear me and open the door. God is not like that. Prayer is not gravel throwing. His nature is always to have mercy and to forgive. But when I pray, I put myself quite consciously in his presence, and his loving presence, and it's I am changed, and changed for good. It's I who will be the agent of change in his sad and broken world. Prayer does not change God, it changes me. Remember that wonderful prayer of St. Teresa. God has no hands now, but my hands. And that surely is how prayer is answered. Just praying for peace, and so often we do that, don't we? Lord, please bring peace on earth, is totally useless on its own. The right prayer for peace is St. Francis' prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, wherever I happen to be. In a very real way, prayer is the whole of the Christian life. And the question of how God answers prayer is just one important issue. And what I said doesn't answer everything on this topic. When I worked in Africa, we did pray for rain. All the boys in my class prayed for rain. And the rain came. What was I to tell them? That they got it all wrong in being thankful? And no business to think that their prayers had been answered. No, of course not. I left the mystery in God's hands and said thank you too. But we had prayed earnestly, and we had prayed in Jesus' name, and we had been changed. It felt like a miracle. Sometimes, just sometimes, they do happen. But talking about prayer in any sermon at the end of the day is pretty useless anyway. St. Francis de Sales, one of the great teachers, Christian teachers on prayer, said, "You learn to study by studying. You learn to dance by dancing. You learn to swim by swimming. And just so, you must learn to love God and everyone else by loving. All those who think that to learn in any other way deceive themselves. If you want to pray to God, pray and go on praying more and more. Press forward continually, never look back. Start as a mere beginner, as most of us still are. And as a result of praying, you will become a master of the art." Yes, persistence. That's another important thing about praying, but not for this morning. In the school of prayer, we're all learners together. That's one very good reason for being here in church this morning. Amen.